Don's on Saturday on MKFM with Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, and now being served on match days in the East Stand at Stadium MK. Don's on Saturday with Dean Bowditch.
Medusa and Lose Control. It's Don's on Saturday. Dean Bowditch here, of course. Hello, it's Darren from Breakfast. So a big game today away at Rotherham. Be looking, I guess, for 3 points after the disappointment of the Portsmouth trip the other day.
Well, yeah, I suppose we will do. Yeah, we want to be able to bounce back after what was, I suppose, on the front of it was a disappointing result. But any team going to Portsmouth is going to have a hard game. And I think by the sounds of it, we dominated a lot of possession and created a lot of chances, but we just couldn't stick the ball in the back of the net.
Portsmouth got their revenge because it was a big win at Stadium MK between Christmas and New Year. I think that was probably one of the games that helped the team turn the corner.
Absolutely, yeah. It was a fantastic result, and Portsmouth, such a big club, you know, had such rich history, and to be able to beat them at that time, you know, was a big turning point for the football club. So yes, they wanted to do us over, you know, they didn't want us to sort of nick 6 points off of them. But, you know, they, by the sounds of it, they still put in a really good performance. They just couldn't quite get the ball in the net. So,
well, we're going to be talking about taking one for the team in just a little bit. Let's continue with this. This is Maroon 5 and Cardi B now. Jonas Brothers, What Man Got To Do. It's Don's on Saturday. Dean Bowditch here. Hello, this is Dan for Breakfast. So we're talking about the Portsmouth game then on Tuesday night. It was 3-1 to Portsmouth. Carlton Morris got sent off. Got a hug, didn't he, from Russell Martin as he left. Was that what you'd call taking one for the team?
Yes and no.
Is that the true meaning of it?
Yes and no. There's times in the game when you do have to take one for the team, you know, and I think it's disappointing from our point of view because we're going to lose him for a game.
Yeah.
He's such a he's been fantastic since he's come in, and he's a real focal point for the team. You know, he's a strong presence, and you can tell that he really is a winner. You know, he really wants to win games of football, and he's brilliant in the team. So we're going to lose him for a game, which is unfortunate. But you just sometimes it's just about, yes, I know, taking one for the team, but doing it at the right times of the game. And I'm just not sure whether that was the right decision at that time, but there you go, we've got to move on now, and I'm sure whoever steps in will do a fantastic job.
Yeah. How many times were you sent off?
I'll probably count in one hand how many times I've been booked, let alone sent off. Never.
Never sent off?
No, I'm a good boy.
Right, okay. So you never had a red card?
No. A couple of yellows. Most of my yellows were for either diving,
right,
which I don't condone, or little sort of niggly tackles where I didn't want to chase back, so I just kicked someone just to give away a free kick. So yeah, I never got sent off.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah,
I thought this is something that I've got to ask you today, because I thought you would have bound to have been sent off.
No, it's like I'm sort of a little bit like Gary Lineker. I don't think got booked in his whole career. So a little bit like that.
Right, okay. Yeah,
not as good footballer though.
It's Don's on Saturday. We'll continue talking to Dean in just a second. Let's do this for you. This is Shakira and Wycliffe John. It's Hips Don't Lie. It's MKFM. Shakira and Wycliffe, Hips Don't Lie. It's MKFM. Don's on Saturday. So all in all then, the league position is not that bad compared to how it was a few weeks ago. Obviously away today to Rotherham, be looking for the 3 points. What are the main difference between, say, playing at Stadium MK and away? How is the game approached differently?
So you've only got to look at our form. At home, we've started to make it into a bit of a fortress, which is great. And every football club tries to do the same. You know, you want the backing from your supporters. You want that support. They try and be your 12th man at home. But when you go away, there's a totally different mentality. You know, you see a lot of teams, and they go to an away game, and they sort of, you know, Jose Mourinho would park the bus, you know, go into away games and stuff like that. And I think most teams have that similar sort of mentality. You know, there's a slightly different feel to it. So your game plan will be slightly different. It's just about picking and choosing when the right time is to sit behind the ball, or to say, actually, let's go at this team. And Rotherham might be a difficult one, because they're a really strong team at the moment. And it might be a case of we might have to sacrifice a little bit of possession just to try and keep them at bay and not conceding the goals.
And a question that's been on my list to ask you is that when I've seen a substitute come on, the manager normally has like a little book.
Right.
What is he actually going through and showing you?
It's probably his diary.
But no, there's like a book in there.
Yeah. So it's probably the one you're referring to is probably a tactics book.
Right.
So,
okay.
So as a sub, you're always meant to concentrate, you know, on a Friday when they're talking about corners for, corners against, who you're marking, free kicks, this, that, and the other. But sometimes as a sub, you just kind of half switch off because you think, oh, I'm not playing today, so I don't need to concentrate. But you do, because when you come on the pitch, you might come on the pitch in the first 5 minutes, someone might get injured, and you've got to be ready to come on. So they just have a tactics book there ready for you, so that if there's any last second questions, you want to go, oh, who am I marking, what am I doing, they can quickly show you, and so you don't make any mistakes.
Right, okay. Sometimes it looks like the manager's showing you pictures of his holiday, you know, just before you go on.
Well, yeah, probably, but yeah. Sometimes anyway, might be different.
It's Dons on Saturday. We'll continue with Calvin Harris next.
Dons on Saturday on MKFM with Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, and now being served on match days in the East Stand at Stadium MK. Dons on Saturday with Dean Bowditch.
Astra Lipa and New Rules. Becky Hill before that and Karen Harris. It's Dons on Saturday. Get an update from Dean a little bit later on as regards as the MK Dons set. Let's hear the press conference that happened on Thursday with Russell Martin.
Russ, what's been the mood in the camp since Tuesday night?
It's been good. I think that everyone's a bit... The guys are a bit frustrated themselves that they dominated the first half in particular so well. Played really well. Frustrated with a mistake for the goal. Well, not mistakes in terms of just... Yeah, getting caught out. But I think there's one of pride in their performance and one of excitement for tomorrow's game. Another tough game, another really good opposition for us, another good place to go and play. So, yeah, the mood's good. The mood's really good. I feel like we're in a good place in terms of the process and where we are with it. We've got a lot of work to do. The guys know that. They're frustrated with themselves and disappointed we didn't win on Tuesday. I think we all are, or get a result. But I think they're really looking forward to tomorrow. So it's been about recovering as well as possible and preparing for the next game as always, but learning from the last one. So we went over all that yesterday, the stuff we can learn, the stuff we can do better. And I think the best thing about this group of players is they've learned with every game. I think we've tried to learn as much as possible and we've usually shown improvements in the stuff that have hurt us in the previous game. So hopefully that'll be the case again. It'd be another tough test, a different test. So yeah, mood's good. And one result, I've said all along, one result doesn't dictate our mood or our process or what we do. We stick to us and stick to what we're trying to implement, what we're trying to improve, how we're trying to grow and develop. And one poor result doesn't affect that, as the five good ones before that didn't either. So we're trying to take as much emotion out of it as possible and be consistent with our approach and what we do, and that's remain the same this week.
Given where you are on the table, defeats are inevitable, aren't they? So it's probably not one to take too harshly on the chin.
Yeah, we're going to a Portsmouth team fight for promotion, spent a lot of money. It hurts to lose, obviously. I think it's a sign of how far we've come, and I keep saying that, I really do, in terms of our mentality. And we're not going to win every single game. The fact that guys believe they're going to win every single game now is is a sign of the pride they have in what we're doing. And we spoke about it yesterday, that they have real pride in what we're doing. And I've said to them so many times, I've said to you guys, it's not easy what we've asked them to do at all in the position we're in. We're coming from so far behind. We're still aware of the threat below us. And that's our main goal. And I think sometimes we just have to be realistic with our expectations, with what we've got and where we've come from. Listen, if it was a clean state at the start of the season and we'd had a full pre-season, what we're doing, Tuesday night's result would have been more disappointing than it is. So it's probably a sign of where we are, where we're at. We're still a massive work in progress. We haven't cracked anything. We've got loads of development improvement. I always say that's the most exciting thing for us. We know where we need to improve. We know what we need to do. It's now having the time to do it. But the players have been brilliant. I spoke about it before. I'm proud of them. Hopefully they've got real pride in what we're doing, and so has everyone else, because I think we're turning ourselves into a team that's capable of competing against anyone. But it doesn't mean we're always going to get results. So, and that'll be the case this Saturday. We're going to go there and we're going to try and compete and we're going to try and do what we do against a team that's obviously right at the top of the league. So, but we'll go there with the same mentality. We're not going there to avoid defeat. We're going there to try and impose our own game. And we've done that in most games over the last 10 games. So we'll try and do that again. And more often than not, hopefully it'll be enough to get a result. But we have to be aware of the opposition and the challenge they face, and we're going to play another good team on Saturday.
Stons on Saturday. We continue after 1 o'clock. I'll be talking to John from RTC, all about women's football as well here in Milton Keynes. We'll continue with MK's biggest hits as well. Joel Curry on the way and the weekend. Stons on Saturday. We continue after 1 o'clock. I'll be talking to John from RTC, all about women's football as well here in Milton Keynes. We'll continue with MK's biggest hits as well. Joel Curry on the way and the weekend.
Stons on Saturday on MKFM with Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, and now being served on match days in the East Stand at Stadium MK. Stons on Saturday with Dean Bowditch.
That's the weekend. And blinding lights, MKFM, Dons on Saturday. So it's not a home game today. That's next Saturday against Doncaster, I believe. Have you been to Doncaster before?
Yeah, I've been there, played there. Yeah, probably scored there.
What's it like when you have to travel a huge distance for a game?
Does
it really take it out of you? If you go and like see your Auntie Edna, by the time you get there, you know, you kind of just want a cup of tea and a sandwich, don't you?
It depends, really. I mean, so here we used to do it really well, where we'd travel after training on a Friday, we'd travel up the night before and we'd get a good night's sleep and prepare for the game. I mean, we could be playing Carlisle away, you know, but yeah, we'd go the night before and we'd make sure we get the rest that we needed in the build up to the game. But I've been at some clubs where we travel to Carlisle away Saturday morning,
right,
you know, and you could probably imagine how that takes out your legs.
Yeah, definitely. So massive difference then for an away game. And I guess, you know, you've got a handful of supporters, haven't you, in most cases, where versus home, you've obviously got your season ticket holders and people that turn out on a Tuesday or a Saturday. So we've got that then next Saturday at Stadium MK. Today we're away to Rotherham. So do you know where they are in the league at the moment? I'm testing you now.
Well, Rotherham?
Yeah.
Have you got it there? They're rightly at the top. They're either first or second.
So it's going to be a tough game today.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. Yeah, they've got some top players. And a player that I've played with before, a guy called Matt Crooks, who's been doing really well for them, and he's a top player and one to definitely look out for. But I'm sure the staff and the players will do their research and make sure that they apply themselves well, because ultimately we've still been playing very good football. So we've just got to continue that, and hopefully those away results will come.
Right, we'll have all the results after 3 o'clock right here on MKFM. Let's continue with MK's biggest hits. This is Lizzo now and Juice. Harry Styles and Adore You. It's Dons on Saturday. A big away game today against Rotherham. We've just checked the league table, and it's pretty much neck and neck between them and Coventry. My memory's not what it used to be.
Yeah, to double check then.
61 points, goal difference obviously in play. So it will be a really tough game today.
Yeah, massively tough game, and they're up there for a reason. You know, they're a good team, but like I've said many times before, we're playing some fantastic football. So I can see Rotherham sort of thinking, hang on a minute, the table, you know, it doesn't lie, but you know, they should be a lot higher than they are at the moment. So we've got to make sure we're on top form.
Let's talk about your role then at the MK Dons set, community ambassador. You've got a program called Friends of the Trust. What's that about?
So the Friends of the Trust essentially is all of our local businesses, nationwide businesses that support us with a donation every year, and they become a Friends of the Trust, which basically entitles them to come to games, have tickets.
Essentially they're supporting the community.
Yeah, they're supporting us. They obviously get stuff from the football side of things, but they're helping support all the great work that we do in the community. And without their support, we can't do what we do, because we're all self-funded, etc. So it's and it's up to me to sort of help grow that. So it's engaging with sort of potential members that want to support us, or want to sort of get involved a little bit, and whether that's through sport or education or music or whatever it is. It's just about finding out what companies, what they want in particular, and getting to know them and building those relationships.
Because if someone is in business here in Milton Keynes and they want to back a community project, it's unbelievable when you look on the MK Dons set website, the amount of things that the set is involved with on behalf of the Dons.
It's incredible. I mean, as a player, I didn't quite understand how much they'd done, but since working for the set, it's actually... it's quite humbling, really, to see the sort of amazing work that they do and helping some of the most needy people in the community. And if we've got businesses that want to help support that so we can go out and do more, you know, then contact me. You know, that's ultimately what I'm trying to say. Either sort of go on the website and look for yourself, or contact me directly, whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. You know, you'll find me, and just give me a note and say, you know, I want to get involved.
And the good thing is, with the Friends of the Trust, you've got some, you know, reasonable sized companies here in Milton Keynes, but you've also got some independents supporting the set as well. Run through some of the brands that are kind of supporting the trust.
So independent or big brands?
Well, any, just give us a flavour.
Well, we've just been talking about Yokohama, we've got Papa John's, we've got Suzuki, you know, we've got some big, huge, we've got Merca, we went and spoke to literally today, we've got Marshall, we've got PJ Care, we've got loads, absolutely loads.
Loads of great brands.
And it's about guys and girls, organisation, business, whoever you are, you know, if you want to find out more, just let me know, or like you said, go on the website and just go and see exactly what we do in the set.
All right, let's continue with this. This is Nelly and Hot in Here. It's MKFM. That's Nelly and Hot in Here. It's Don's on Saturday. Dean Bowditch is here as always. Hello, this is Dan from Breakfast. So today's away game then is against Rotherham. They're top of the table. We've discovered since we've been on air today. We should have known really since we've come on, but there you go. home game next Saturday. Ticket details, mkdons.com. So we're going to be talking to John from RTC in just a little bit. Tell us a little bit about RTC before John comes in.
So the RTC is our regional talent centres, which is for girls football. It's essentially a girls academy that the set look after, and John Dewick, I always forget what his surname is. I just call him JD, and he looks after all of that, and he's going to come up with a lot more information about it. But it's just about encouraging young girls to get involved in football, which then can then lead them into the women's team, and ultimately could potentially lead them into the England Football International.
All right, we're going to find out more about that in just a little bit. Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran on the way next. Ed Sheeran and Sing. It's Don's on Saturday. Dean Bowditch is here as always. We're joined by John now as well, that's going to talk to us about RTC. What's that then, Dean?
Right, so I'll tell you what, I'll pass you over to John, because John will know a lot more about this than me. But yeah, John, you tell us a little bit about the RTC.
So the RTC is the equivalent to the Girls Academy that's run. So boys have one here at the club. We have one as well as the girls' side. It's one of 32 clubs in the country. We play in the Midlands section of the league. So our three from under 10s, who play local league, to under 14s and 16s, who play in the national league. And it's all about playing girls into the talent pathway linked to England and their national sides.
Fantastic. So anyone locally that wants to get into this, how can they do that?
Normally we sort of offer out trials at the end of the year. We have scouts out there looking. We run our Girls Elite program, which is linked to the RTC. So it's pay and play program to come along, and we look at players from there. But anywhere, it's just girls that are playing in their clubs, schools, anywhere that they're playing. We have a lot of girls now in boys' teams. So whenever they're seen, we'll have a look. And if they want to get involved, we'll have a look and get some information across.
And this is just obviously something that's really essential to the future of women's football.
Yeah, so it links. We're quite lucky here. I know you had Jack on recently, but our RTC links through to our ladies' team. So in the last 2 years, a lot of our players have graduated into our seniors. When they get to under 16, they become graduates and they become into our under 23s. And then recently this year, we had four players represent our ladies team in the first team in the national league. So it's a clear link. So when they come in at 8, 9 years old, they'll know that they could stay here until they're 18, 19 and still be involved in the female game. So it's a massive program for girls and women in the city.
Right, excellent. And there's some tournaments coming up, I believe.
Yeah, so we've been highlighted as an area from the Premier League. So in the next 2 weeks, we've got one next week, which is a local regional qualifier. So the Premier League have given us an opportunity to run an under-11s girls tournament, which is for all the schools. We've got 24 schools from around the city coming to play. One of the winners of that competition will represent Milton Keynes Dons in a Premier League sort of regional area, which represents teams from Cambridge, Luton, Stevenage, Peterborough, Oxford. So it's a really sort of excellent sort of chance to watch as many sort of female footballers as we can at an age group that's quite important at six, on year six through to year seven.
And Dean, even with being quite close to the Dons, you know, I didn't know that this existed.
It's incredible, isn't it? It's absolutely incredible. Funny enough, I was at Dean's Hangar the other night watching the girls train in the RTC, and I was actually pleasantly surprised with the quality that was over there. It was like you said, you're closely linked to the football club now, and you didn't even know it goes on, you know. And the female game at the moment is just incredible. It's rising, and with the Euros 21 coming to the stadium, having three or four games here, sort of we need to promote not just the women's game, but also the young girls to get involved, and hopefully then they can sort of have a pathway into the sort of the women's football.
John, if people want to find out more about this, how can they do that?
It's on our website as normal. We're closely linked to our sort of our ladies' Twitter. All our games are played at Great Linford Football Club, which is sort of local in the city. And then just any sort of contact through the set, it'll come directly to us. Our ladies play here at the stadium, which is fantastic. So there's a good link that way, being girls and women.
Right, excellent. Well, good luck, John. Thanks for coming in
Thank
today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You've noticed that we're playing Shapeshifters and Loader's Theme. You're a fan of this one, aren't you?
I do like this one.
So we'll play this for you and your team here at the MK Dons. It's MK FM Saturday afternoon. It's MK FM Saturday lunchtime. It's Dons on Saturday. Thanks for joining us again today, Dean.
That's all right.
I don't know if we're going to be here next week because I'm on holiday. I don't know if someone's going to be stepping in or if you're going to be doing
again?
It on your own. Don't start going on about that. I'm getting enough flack about the amount of holiday that I've had. I just don't like the winter. I basically take my holiday in the winter and it's as simple as that.
Yeah, but you're going skiing, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'll be in the sunshine, hopefully. Yeah. So anyway, next week, of course, big home game. All the ticket details, everything you need to know, mkdons.com. Have a good week, Dean.
Thank you very much. You too.
On the way next, we'll be Saturday Sports, so we'll keep you up to date with all the scores from around the country for your Saturday afternoon. And music-wise, we'll do Magic and Rude for you next.
Dons on Saturday on MKFM with Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, and now being served on match days in the East Stand at Stadium MK.